Okay, I'm a little delayed, I have to admit, but let's go on and get into Love & Marriage DC, Season 3, Episode 9. Sit back, relax, and get ready to enjoy the show. All right, let's go ahead and get into it. We open with the meeting between Joy and Ashley identifying Clifton as a mean girl. You know, I'd really like to know how she would feel if someone said that about Quick. Like, she said it with a calm face. And I keep trying to figure out, is this her testing Joy to see if she can get a reaction out of her? Because why else would you make up with her or be in the process of making up with her and say something like that without preparing yourself to get a verbal lashing? Like, maybe even a drink in your face if it wasn't hot. Like, I don't know. Like, I kind of feel like these last few episodes have been somewhat refreshing when it comes to Ashley, because she's showing more colors of who she is, and those are enjoyable. Like light shade, okay. Like, I coming for fashions or hair or, you know, something like that, okay. Like, you know, we could deal with that. But when she said that, I was just kind of like, you talking to the right one, because Joy chose peace, because she knew that if she were to then come back, they would never get to a neutral ground. I have constantly seen Joy reach for peace time and time again. And I almost feel like Ashley at this point keeps testing her to see how far she'll go, you know, to see what does it take to get Joy riled up. And obviously we know back when the Christmas party happened, her putting her hands on her was enough, which I think anybody would be like, okay, you, that's what you want, we could do this. I don't want to do this, but if that's what you want, we could do it. However, in this moment, the moment that you said that her husband was a mean girl, I kind of felt like, I don't know. I just kind of felt like the audacity of it all, because I know for certain if somebody was to say that about Quick, she would not have handled it like Joy, because Joy pretty much was just kind of like, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to take it. I'm going to sit in it. Okay. Because you're taking it too far, but I don't want to go there with you. Not doing it. I'm not going to do it. So, yeah. It just felt disrespect. Yeah, it felt intentional and disrespectful. Ashley is challenged with how to move forward because she's cool with Joy and she likes Joy, but she does not see a road forward if she doesn't like Clifton. And we're still trying to figure out, what did Clifton do? Is it something that happened off camera? Do you not like that he doesn't kiss your ass? Is it that he's, because he's not afraid of you? Like, what is the deal? Is it just because you don't know him that well? Because, like, that kind of makes sense. But still, all this hate that you're giving is just wild. I mean, we've seen her do it before, so it's not hard to believe. Like, she almost kind of puts you through an obstacle course before you could be cool with her. But, like, something about this, just something, the math is not mathing. It's not. So, I don't understand. She talks again about how she feels that Clifton stood over her, and Joy very calmly informs her that is not what happened. That's not what happened. And Ashley doesn't know where her and Clifton's beef began. And Joy says it was at the first event, when Joy was very vocal against Joy being on a panel for single mothers. And I think that she heard single mothers and she looked at Joy and she's like, you don't have any kids. And she just went straight into, you know, not attack mode necessarily, but just kind of aggressively challenging why she would be picked to be on that panel. And although I understood where the confusion can lie, because when you first hear it, it's kind of like, wait, what? That doesn't make sense to me. I also saw it as whoever was throwing this event was like, this is a person from Love & Marriage DC, and she's single. And this, I'm assuming she was talking about dating and love being single. Could they have found someone who's a better suit because they're a mother? For sure. But for you to not know somebody, you came in real hot and Clifton didn't like that. He didn't like you disrespecting, you know, someone that he loves. So I could see that. But also, like, I think Clifton was pretty neutral. Like, I think he was kind of like, I could, you know, be cool with her. I could not. I could talk to her. I could not. It's not going to move me. But it feels Ashley has made it her business to make him her public enemy number one. And again, as I've said before, I think that she was triggered perhaps by some interaction she's had with a male in the past. Maybe they were really tall, maybe they were big, and you know, she felt something that didn't actually like quite happen that way. So I don't know. Like, I think this show needs to come back. It needs to come back for another season, in my opinion. And in that next season, to me, the way things are shaking out on social media and in real time, I know that a lot of them aren't friends anymore, but I almost could see Joy trying to be the bridge to heal and like bring everybody back together. Will it be successful? I don't know, but I do think that this show deserves another season. Ashley, next, Ashley and Joy seem to be on the mend after that. Like, I got it off my chest. We're good. Ashley says she wants to feel like Joy really likes her. And Joy's like, I she expressed right before that her intention was to reach out. She's like, listen, I would like to have more communication with you if that's okay with you. And it's just this thing about Ashley, at least the way it comes across on screen, where it's just kind of like, how much does someone have to prove, like, do to prove to you that they really, really like are cool with you? Like, they're really, really your friend? Because it seems like a lot. Like, it seems like no matter what you say or whatever, like, I'm not saying it's impossible to believe that she really has to feel assured and affirmed in their friendship. But at the same time, you seem like you really, really like her, and she's trying to respect your boundaries, and to probably distance herself from negative, you know, interactions. So it's just kind of like, do you want her to like be following after you, begging for your attention before you feel comfortable that she really, really means it? You know, it's just something, there's something where it's like, it's like hoops you got to jump through for approval. And you know, everybody's not built the same. You know, like, I think that's the thing with most things, most people in the world. You expect, because of the way you were raised, everybody's like that. You know, maybe you have trauma tied to it, but everybody's not the same. And we have to give each other some grace and give it a chance. And, you know, respect that, like, maybe someone's not going to come chasing after you because that's just not their personality. And that's okay. Or someone might just be quiet and in their own world, and it has nothing to do with trying to be disrespectful to you. And that's okay. You know, I'm just saying. I'm saying. Joy climbs in Ashley's lap for a hug to show how much she cares and misses her, as Ashley claims she isn't Santa. Girl, I'm not Santa. Get off my lap. Get off my lap. Joy, I am not Santa. Get off my lap. It was giving that. It's cute, but will it last? Obviously, in real time, no. Joy did what needed to be done to heal the bond. She bit her tongue, you know, she was honest, but she didn't give in to the drama so they could move forward. In my opinion, in the next scene, most of the couples, except for Joy and Clifton, show up for Ashley's book event. It's revealed that none of the couples read this girl's book, not one. Now, I'm assuming that Ashley's audio version hadn't come out yet. And you know, some people, especially as adults, you know, if you're not still an avid reader, I could kind of understand. But also, considering who Ashley is, I would probably try to put an effort into finishing the book because, you know, I'm sure to a certain extent that hurts. Like, if I had a book that I put a lot of hard work in and I invited my friends to come to a book event and none of them read it, like, a part of me, I think, would be like, okay, like, I'm not gonna hold you to it, but like, read it. Will you? You could. You should, if you know you want to know more about me. But at the same time, I understand what it's like to just be like, man, I'm busy. These kids, you know, things that I want to do, things that I have to do. It's hard sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So there's that. She's disappointed, and I understand that. You know, I'm not gonna hold her on it because that's kind of wild. But moving on, you know, Ashley's interviewed, and in her interview, she talks about mental health and the heavy load that women feel that they have to carry. These are the golden moments of Ashley. These, you know, I respect that Ashley, you know, very much is about being honest. But she does usually call out other people, like, I put my whole real life out here, and other people, you know, are lying or faking. I'm assuming that's more so a dig at the Tylers. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know. But what I do know is refreshing to see Ashley in those moments. And she had a lot of refreshing scenes to balance out her shade, you know, in this episode. So that was nice. Ashley's disappointed her mother did not attend and most likely did not read the book, because perhaps if she read the book, she would be there. Ashley states her intention with her book was to tell her truth and not to bash her mother. Later on, Arena shares she's having a pop-up wig event and invites, you know, whoever wants to come to come. I don't even know if she was necessarily extending an invite as much as just like spreading the word. Cause I think it, you know, she was saying this was an event for people who don't know how to wear wigs or something like that. And Winter said, you know, I need help in that department. So I'm not really sure if it was just to say it on camera. Like, I'm not sure. Ashley sees little Jamie and talks about hoping, you know, little Jamie's doing okay and all that stuff. Those are also great moments. Arena asks Ashley if she spoke to Joy yet. Ashley doesn't want to focus on the drama, and she says she likes Joy, but she still doesn't respect Clifton. Then here comes Quick talking about Clifton being sassy. And I'm just like, yo, you look dumb, bro. Like, if you either you want to stay out of women's business and let them handle it because you're really not about the drama, or you want to keep fanning it on. And I have a theory, it could be wrong, but I have this weird theory that dawned on me when I was like watching this and writing my review. I think it's in my notes, but if not, I don't want to say it too soon because I put it where I put it for a reason. Let's see as I keep going. Jamie reenacted, you know, what Clifton did, and everybody kind of cackled, you know, had a little cackle about it, and Ashley didn't have any issue with that. You know, I'm not sure what the deal is. Some people think she's attracted to Clifton. Again, I think it's something triggering about it. I don't know. But Quick is surprised that Ashley met with Joy, because he says once you disrespect their house, it's a wrap. He said he will not stand in her way and will support her if she wants to move forward. Quick just seems like, you know, I think he feels like, I'm trying to support my wife, and now you didn't double back when I'm trying to be in your corner. And so now it's like you're standing on BS, because she's not even mad, you know, at her, you know, friend, not with a deed, just friend, or, you know, almost back to being friends. And it's kind of like, I don't know if that's how they worked in the past. Like, you know, if I say I don't mess with you, then my wife don't mess with you either. If we stand on that, and we don't go back, you know, I don't know. But he really seems to be shocked that instead of taking two steps forward away, she took two steps back in a good way. You got your wife's back. You got your wife's back, but her interpretation of what happened is not accurate. Like, I think he's standing on, she felt disrespected. I'm not gonna let nobody disrespect my wife. You don't know me like that. You don't know us like that. But at the same time, I really hope, and I'm sure it's gonna come out in the reunion. Like, they're gonna probably show the clip and have a debate about it. And I mean, Quick's probably, whether he feels like, dang, I didn't really care it on this whole season. It really wasn't that deep. I feel like he's still gonna stand on it, because now he feel like he can't walk it back. Just my opinion. Don't know if it's true. Little Jamie meets with Ashley in the next scene because she wants to check in with him. Ashley talks about how she's still going through beef with her mom, and little Jamie may have to, you know, change his relationship with his parents, you know, just based off of her past experience. Ashley acknowledges that Jamie is blessed in the fact that both of his parents are present and want to help. Little Jamie reveals that he only went to therapy once. He said like something like the therapist is like, they have a group chat with him or something like that. And, you know, moments like that, I'm not going to say they did it for camera, like meeting with him, but I really wish that they would have continued that, because one time does not solve the problem. And I mean, it does seem like it's so crazy, because I know sometimes, I mean, some people feel like who Jamie presented is who he is. That's truly who he is. And this cleaned up version is like a fraud. I feel like truly being out of the force is different for him. And he is making an effort to be better. Will it last? Only time will tell. But he seems, I mean, Jamie himself seems so much lighter. Little Jamie seems a lot lighter. He's smiling a lot more. You know, it's showing. So I don't know if I believe that it's an act. I think that maybe being out of that environment is maybe helping him be a better version of himself. You know, because when you're in it, it's probably hard to separate who you are on the force and who you are as a person for some people. And you know, he just seemed a lot angrier, him and his son, Jamie and little Jamie. Ashley talks about being in therapy for the past 10 years, and she believes she's been depressed going back to her teenage years. She talks about revealing her therapy with her kids and how her son, you know, said, like, I didn't know you could go to a doctor for your feelings. So, you know, basically saying, like, I really believe in therapy and the power of therapy and how it can help. And she sees a lot of herself in little Jamie and can see signs of a person who needs someone to look out for him. Jamie reveals he recently lost a friend who wrote a goodbye letter that at 25, he felt like he had fulfilled everything in life. He talks about the shock of losing his friend because no one saw it coming. He wonders what he could have done to change things. Ashley reveals 6 years ago, she was hospitalized for attempting to take her own life. This was a really good scene to watch, and I'm so glad that they put it in there because it's kind of like you see so much drama and it's kind of draining, i.e. Potomac, I'm talking to you. It's so draining. And so I don't know, these last few episodes have been so much lighter overall in comparison to just ridiculous drama, you know? So I really appreciate scenes like this. Next scene, Clifton, Joy, and Carmen go to a barbershop to see the space for the launch of Clifton's beard oil. They talk about how using the barbershop makes sense because, you know, that's where men go to be pampered. And it's the place, you know, where men, sometimes women go as well, you know, to get lined up, you know, get fresh or whatever. Carmen asks about who Clifton invited, and he mentions family, friends, Jamie, and Yusha. And she's like, oh, you didn't invite the other men in the group. He's like, nah. She relates to him, you know, business is business. And he just basically says, like, he really doesn't want any drama at his event. And I think a lot of people have been echoing that same incident. I don't want any drama at my event. I don't want any drama at my event. And that's understandable because although it's Clifton's event and Ashley and Quick probably wouldn't have come, the potential that they could come and cut up, you know, and not in a barber's chair, I think that I could understand why, you know, just not interested. In the next scene, moving on, Ashley and her mother finally meet up on camera. I say on camera because I don't know if the camera was some of the motivation for her mother showing up. Maybe to clear her name. I don't know. Ashley discusses that this is the first time they've spoken in months, basically since the last time we saw her and her mother on camera, and they're doing a feet detox. Oh my gosh, they're doing a feet detox while they're talking, and Ashley's mother puts it out there that she wants her family back. Ashley immediately identifies that she did not stop speaking to her mom and that her mother stopped speaking to her. Ashley talks about how the events from her youth affected her and changed their relationship. She also talks about in her book that having a teenager sometimes makes one feel like they want to run away. Ashley's mother does not like the narrative that she ran away and she was chasing D all around town. I wasn't chasing D all around town. I didn't have to chase D all around town. Okay, mama. Okay, we got it. You don't have to chase it around town. Okay, clear us up. Her mom said she never had to do all of that. And Ashley doesn't want her mother to let social media get in her head. She's like, people come at me all the time, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to stop me from being me. And that's really like, I mean, I think anybody who's in the public eye, whether you be an influencer, you know, a reality star, a YouTube star, someone who's in movies and music, as much as there's positivity out there, there's so many loud negative voices. And we see that echoed in all areas. And sometimes it's hard to drown out those negative voices and realize that there's a lot of people who love you. And if you hear that negativity too much and you feel like that's not me, you make it your mission to prove them otherwise, or y'all didn't see the whole thing or whatever, whatever. And it could take a toll on you. So you hear time and time again, people tell others, don't get on social media. Just don't, you know, or ignore it. Try your best to ignore it, you know, because who knows why people can get on we know why. People could get on a keyboard and say terrible things, things that simply aren't true. Just lie. Just lie. Just cause chaos for no reason, you know? So she, you know, I think that basically she's trying to let her mom know, like, any of this beef that's probably kept us apart is because you're too worried about reading people's comments and it's not worth it. So please don't. Just don't. Ashley doesn't like that her mother says she wrote the book to basically, hate on her mom. And Ashley's offended by that because that is not something that she has said or that she feels. Now, I haven't read the book. I don't know if it's one of those things from an outsider, you kind of like, I can see where the mom's coming from. Or you would be like, nah, the mom's reaching. She's reaching because if she would have read it all the way, she would have noticed, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Ashley's mother apologizes. She apologizes. And I saw something, even though the Ash, I mean, her mom probably needed to apologize a few times. I saw that thing in Ashley where she's like, it's almost like, prove it. We're cool, prove it. And so she does, kind of put her mom's feet to the fire because her mom was like, we haven't got here yet. Ashley wants her mother to understand the hurt she experienced as a teenager. Her mother talks about apologizing over and over and how she's sick and she just wants to move forward. And then she tells Ashley she owes her a trip to Jamaica. Now, I'm not gonna be one of those people that's like, that sounds like a narcissist or sounds like gaslighting, because I'm not always 100% clear on those, and I know those are words that get thrown out sometimes in a careless fashion. But for you to be like, okay, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Plus, I mean, you really deserve to send me on a trip to Jamaica. Like, that was wild. Like, really, really, it felt ick a little bit, a little bit. Maybe she was trying to be lighthearted. I don't know, but it didn't sit right with me. And it also gave a glimpse into why Ashley is she. I mean, obviously, like there's a lot. There's a lot, because when we're adults, we're literally just, I mean, not that it's all, getting over childhood trauma, but a lot of us spend a lot of time trying to heal things that happened to us. It could be a friend who betrayed you. It could be a bully who was mean to you. It could be your parents in the way they talk to you, or if they hit you, or whatever. And that is why everybody needs a little bit of little bit of therapy to kind of help them get through some things and talk to someone who's not biased, who can just listen to them and get it out. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't got it in a budget, find someone who's indifferent, who's a friend who's like, I'm just gonna listen. I'm never gonna betray you. I'm never gonna tell your secrets. But if you just want me to be here, if you want me to put something in my ear and listen to some music, and I don't even hear what you're saying, but you just gotta get it out, that's let it be. Because it's sometimes it's so much toxic stuff just being held in, and it just continues to eat away at somebody. So, I don't know. Hearing the way her mom said that, I was just like, wow, okay. So basically, Ashley was like, okay, you can go to Jamaica. That's cool. However, you need to come to therapy with me. And you really need to be engaged, and you really need to listen. And her mom said yes, that she would do it. Ashley says, I don't want to fake the funk. I will not allow them, allow us to just sweep things under the rug. And I thought that was good. And that's pretty much it. That's pretty much the episode. It was a good mix. Like I said, these are the moments where I'm like, okay, Ashley, okay, this I can get behind this. So, if the show comes back, I hope there'll be more evolved moments like this. But if you listen so far, I thank you so much again. My name is Robin. This is Go With the Flow podcast. It has been a bumpy road, but listen, I am here to give you reviews. If there's a show that I'm not reviewing right now that you want me to review, if there's an old show that I need to go back and review and we could talk about it and get into it, if you like the way my perspective on things, share it with somebody. I'm sure there's someone out there who would love to hear what I have to say, but I appreciate you for making it this far. If you have suggestions, you can send an email to gowtfpodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's gowtfpodcast@gmail.com. Share with a friend, rate it on Spotify, listen to it wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. And until next time, you know what it is. Peace.